Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Our guest today is Denton Gillen, president of the Whole Backstage Theater in Gunnersville, and I cannot wait to talk to you about the theater and all the exciting things happening there. So welcome to the show, Denton.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, before we jump in, will you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. Me personally, I have a family of four here in Gunnersville. I grew up here and met my wife here in Gunnersville. And then we had two kids. There are 7 and 3 now. And we're all involved here at the theater, at the Whole Backstage. And we absolutely love it. My first show here was at the age of 12.
Oh, wow.
My wife has been involved here for a really long time as well, more like 15 years maybe. So this is kind of our life. We're plugged in and work here and live here and play here. So this is us right now.
That is so cool. I love that it's a family affair.
Yeah, my son is actually in a show currently. The Lion King Jr. is going to be going on next weekend. So that'll be July 20th through the 23rd. And that'll probably be before this comes out. So the show will have already happened, but he's involved with that now.
Okay.
And my wife and I just finished up Into the Woods together, and all four of us have been on stage before. So it was, that was really fun.
Oh, that is cool. So what play were y'all all in together?
It was a musical review called All Together Now. Kind of coming out of COVID, MTI released the rights to a lot of Broadway songs for community theaters to have the opportunity to put together a review to kind of bring people back to the theater. So we didn't have to pay for those rights, which gave us the ability to stage that show at low cost to us to invite people back to the theater to kind of get a restart and a reboost after COVID had shut everything down.
Yeah, that is so cool, though, giving back to the smaller communities, because, I mean, you know, everybody was hit so hard, especially, you know, the smaller towns, the smaller communities.
Yeah.
That is so neat. And y'all all got to be in it together.
We did, yeah. And we actually didn't close as a theater during COVID. We still staged a full season. We were just at half capacity in our auditorium and took safety measures as far as cleaning and that kind of stuff. But yeah, we remained open.
That is so cool. Well, awesome. Well, let's jump right in and talk about this amazing theater. So tell us a little bit about the history.
Yeah, well, the Whole Backstage is actually Alabama's oldest continuously serving community theater. So this September 2023, we will open our 50th consecutive season as a community theater. And our origins actually come from 1969, after three teenagers here in Gunnersville were killed in a car accident. Dot Moore decided to start a teen club to kind of give high school students the ability to come together and have a place to gather and just hang out, have fun, and do some creative things. And she called that the teen club. Then in 1973, it became the Whole Backstage, and it was essentially a youth community theater.
Mm-hmm.
They put on shows at different venues in town. They used different store, like the backs of stores or community gathering places or whatever, to get together and build their sets and rehearse and put on a show. And so that's kind of where we started. It evolved through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And after the teens had been doing the teen club and Whole Backstage for a few years, they like to say that the adults wanted to participate in all the fun that the kids were having here. So it kind of morphed into a more community theater from a youth organization.
Yeah.
And then we've been doing that ever since. I mean, we've put on full seasons of shows. We've had fundraisers. We've had other community events here at the Old Rock School, which is where we're housed. It's a 100-year-old elementary school.
Okay.
So it's a building that we lease from the city, and the city of Gunnersville's been really supportive of the theater and allowed us to continue to grow this and kind of participate as a community enrichment venue.
Yeah, that is so neat, though, that it started, you know, a safe place for kids to hang out, and then how it just evolved into, you know, all these talents that I'm sure were probably hidden with a lot of these kids, and then they all just had the opportunity to come out. So
it's funny that you know, we are a place where everybody can come and participate. So we get people of all experience levels, of all ages, of all backgrounds, and people who have never done anything like a musical or a play or a show. They come and they get involved because maybe a friend is doing it or somebody invited them. And then they realize that they have something to contribute and they have a talent, like you said, that maybe they didn't even know about.
That
just hasn't been tapped into before. So it's really fun to see people kind of discover that about themselves and about theater in general.
Yeah, that is so cool. So what kind of shows do you produce? Is there any one that you kind of feel like you're like a type that you specialize in?
Well, we try to have a good variety. During our regular season, we put on 4 to 5 main stage shows a year. And then we try to do some holiday shows or fundraisers and also comedy events. We've had comedy nights here and concerts. The venues available for lease or as a stage or we in any of our performance areas, we have 2 courtyards. We have a black box performance area that visiting theater troops have used before to put on shows. And like I said, our within our main season, we try to have a drama, a comedy, a musical, and just a variety of different theatrical performances for people to come see. So we take that into consideration where we're when we're setting our season every year and try to balance out the types of shows that we offer. But in addition to our main stage shows, we do like to have a variety of smaller events, open mic events, and just opportunities, basically performance opportunities for the community as well.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love that because then, you know, everybody can find something that they like to come and see or participate in or both.
Yeah. And we, you know, we just had the Huntsville Brass Band back for a second year. They played a concert last year and we had such a good response to them. The Joe Cagle Band has played here, Clay Jones Band. If they have something to express themselves or something, if they want to get involved in one of our shows, we've even staged as our main stage show performances written by local authors as well.
Oh,
so,
cool.
You know, we have all those types of opportunities and more available throughout the year.
Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, even the writers get involved in the local community.
Yeah, we need everybody.
Yeah. So why do you think it's so important to have a vibrant community theater scene in Gunnersville, in your city?
Well, as I said, with the opportunities for the community to be involved. We really value the participation of everyone, all the kids that get involved in our junior shows here and then remain involved as they grow and develop, all the adults that get involved. You form relationships in any project you work on.
Yeah.
And it's a common theme. Every show we start the show with a circle. Our cast and production crew gather behind the curtain before it opens in a circle, and we everybody's holding hands, and we kind of just talk about where we are, what we're about to do, kind of get focused, answer any questions, go over any last minute details before the show. And a common theme in those circles when people start sharing with each other is that the new relationships feel like a family.
Aww.
And, you know, that's kind of the point of having a place like this. It's to provide a place of belonging for people who don't have another place or just who want to be involved in their community. I've heard countless stories from our participants in shows or people who, even our audience members, the performances that we put on mean something to people. And that's not obviously what our focus is every time. You can't go into it expecting that, or you want, you know, it's just an organic thing that people gain that sense of meaning and belonging and participation in something that is, you know, it's special at the time when you put it on. And working on a show for a few months and then having people come and tell you that they appreciate the work you've done is important.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, what it means to the community, I'll tell two quick things from a recent show that we did, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm. Two audience members had two different perspectives after one of our shows. They told our cast, one guy said, that show felt like I relaxed in a chair and opened up the newspaper and just read through the Sunday comics. It was really, really enjoyable. Aww. And I loved it. And another guy told our cast that we always come out to the lobby and greet our audience as they leave the building. Mm-hmm. And this guy said, I've had a really tough week. It's just been hard. And this show mm-hmm. gave me the chance to relax and smile for a little while. And, mm-hmm. and thank you. So, you know, that means something to us putting on a show to hear that it affects people positively. And that's, you know, that's the mission of our theater, is to be a positive outlet for the performing arts mm-hmm. In our area. So,
yeah, I love that circle idea. And it's almost like you're creating this magic, you know, that you don't even really know that you're creating, yeah. but then it comes through to the audience, and it's more than just a play, that it's, you know, an escape, or it's, you know, encouragement to get through that next week.
Right.
So that is so neat.
Whether we hear it from them or not, we love to give people the opportunity to smile, to laugh.
Yeah.
Sometimes with our dramatic shows, the chance to feel something, maybe to cry with the performers, and just to experience something that, is communicating a message, and it's different to everybody, you know?
Yeah. So what kind of opportunities are available then for like the youth? Do they write any of the plays? Have you had any of like the young people write some of the plays that you've put on?
We haven't had any plays that we've produced written by any of our young performers, but we do have different performance opportunities for them throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Not to say we wouldn't stage something written by a young performer. We welcome that. Like I said, we've staged productions written by local authors before, and they've mm-hmm. been very popular. You know, we, as a community theater, we're not closed off to that. So if there is a young writer out there who wants to see their show on stage, bring us a proposal and we'll talk about it.
Here's your opportunity, guys.
Yeah.
And girls.
Yeah. Our junior shows are typically where most of our kids get involved. We do, some of our main stage shows do have parts in them for kids, and we have performers who come audition for those as well. But our junior shows really give our young performers a chance to kind of step in and experience what the theater is about. For instance, like I said, we're staging Lion King now, mm-hmm. and there are 100 young performers in that show.
Wow.
So all the savannah animals and every, you know, everybody.
And my little critters, huh?
Yes, yes. And this production team, this director team actually cast a young production team for the show. So they have a student director, they have a student sound tech, they have student stage managers, stage crew, everybody, you know, they try to get everybody involved on many different levels because not everybody's talent is on stage. Not everybody's talent is directing. You know, you find your strength and apply it where it will benefit the people around you. So that's what we try to do.
And you're training up that next generation to pass the baton to it's time for, you know, the adults to kind of retire and sit back and watch
enjoy the show. Yeah.
Yeah. That is so neat. That is so neat. So have you had anyone over the years who has gone on maybe to make it big in theater?
Well, we do have several connections who have kind of had different types of careers. My interviews that I've done on our podcast, Whole Backstage Live, was with a guy named Grant Lackey, who was a young performer here at the Whole Backstage. And he went on to graduate from Auburn, having studied musical theater and been involved in professional troupes in Atlanta and other areas, and then moved to New York City, where he started a vocal coaching career. So he is a successful vocal coach living in one of the performance capitals of the world. And he's one that is a performer as well as a technical teacher. So, I mean, he can do it all. And Anaya Havis is another one that has just graduated from high school, I believe this past a year ago now. So she moved to New York also. She's going to school up there to study theater. And we've had performers who have been involved with our theater do commercials or go on to be professional performers in regional theaters in the Southeast, or, I mean, you name it. We've, it's just people who come through the theater have that passion for performance or for creativity, and that's, they find that wherever they go.
Yeah, that is so cool. I mean, just to have the artistic opportunity to, you know, find out that, hey, I've got a knack for this, and learn that in small community, and then go on to, you know, the bright lights of the big city.
Yes. That's a song, I think.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the shows or activities, the events that you have planned for this 50th celebration coming up?
Oh, man. We have no shortage of ideas, I'll tell you that. But we're kicking off the 50th season with a gala on August 19th, 2023, to celebrate our past and to enjoy where we are now and look forward to the future as just to launch our next 50 years. Yeah. The season that we just wrapped up in, well, we're wrapping now with Lion King Jr., was our 49th season, and we chose to perform all shows that we have done in our past as a theater over the past 50 years to just commemorate where we've been and what we've done.
Yeah.
This next season, as our 50th, we are going to stage all shows that we have never done in this theater before.
Oh, wow.
So they're not necessarily new shows. Mm-hmm. Some of them are have been around a while, like Beauty and the Beast. We will perform that the summer of 2024. But they're all shows that we've never done in this theater. And we're kicking off the 50th season with Bright Star, which is a kind of a bluegrass musical written by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell.
Okay.
And so I think that'll be a really compelling story to open our 50th season, and we're really excited about that. We've kind of restructured our patron membership levels to kind of more represent what we offer currently, and really give benefit to those people who want to belong to our patron program and be a member and support us that way. And also, we've kind of revamped our business partnership opportunities to include our improved advertising options and to increase visibility for those business partners who want to support us and help us stage our season and take care of the maintenance in the building. And all the financial support goes to this organization and helping it grow and sustaining it, and all the things that come with just supporting the organization as a whole.
Yeah. So there's no shortage of opportunity for the whole community to be involved.
Exactly. And, you know, a big thing this year also is that we're going to continue to offer a variety of performances, including all the shows that we stage ourselves, our comedy events, our concerts, the patron appreciation events that we do throughout the year to also give those patron members the benefit of that membership. And we just want to spend this whole season as a celebration and really commemorate where we've been and what we're trying to do now, and just launch the next 50 years and give people the opportunity to become involved if they've never heard of us before, or to experience what we've been doing, and just to appreciate the sense of community here that we try to provide.
Yeah, that is so cool. I have got to come see a show soon.
Please do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you talking with us about the theater. And I want you to tell our listeners where they can find you on social media, your website, all of that stuff.
Oh, wow. Well, we... We are available on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter, Spotify. We try to do it all. LinkedIn. Okay. And our website is wholebackstage.com, W-H-O-L-E, backstage.com. And our podcast, Whole Backstage Live, is available anywhere you get podcasts. So, and we were, I want to say too, I'm appreciative that we were included on a list that I believe Unexpected Adventures was also on, the top 25 podcasts you must follow in 2023 in Alabama. So we were happy to be included on that list with you and this fine show. And I'm just really happy that you gave me the opportunity, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, what is the name of your podcast so people can also subscribe to that?
Yeah. Whole Backstage Live.
Okay.
And so just anywhere, Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, okay, anywhere you get podcasts, just search Whole Backstage Live. And I try to provide a lot of, it's really a lot of interviews like yours. And we also try to provide radio plays, drama, comedy. There's a dramatic series from last Halloween there. So just try to provide things that people respond to, and hopefully increase our visibility here at the theater and give people the chance to participate and experience what we've got.
Yeah. All right, listeners. So now you have another podcast that you subscribe to. So subscribe to both of ours.
Yes, I really appreciate that. And I've told, yeah, you know, in anticipation of coming on with you, I try to tell everybody what we're doing, and Unexpected Adventures has been one that I've listened to. I've enjoyed all your episodes, and I hope to hear more soon.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate the support. So, well, thanks for being here and telling us all about the theater, and we're going to make sure that we all come to see a show soon.
Yeah. Come on. This next season, this 50th season, we want everybody to have a chance to see the shows that we're staging, and it's going to be a really good season. The kids are getting to do Elf Jr. at Christmas time. So they'll love that. And we're doing, like I said, Beauty and the Beast next summer. So just keep an eye on all of our social media. You'll see all of our show announcements. If you want to participate and be a performer or be on crew, all of our audition announcements also go out on our social media channels and on our website. So we try to keep all of that updated and the information available. So just keep an eye on it, and just walk through the door, you know, come. And I've heard so many stories from people. One of the girls I mentioned earlier, Anaya, who was an invaluable performer here at the theater and then went to New York to study theater at Queens College. You know, she only came through the door because somebody invited her. Mm-hmm. Her aunt mentioned, hey, come down and try this show. And when she did, she found out she had a passion for it. She loved it. She's incredible at it. She was the lead in Sister Act this past spring, and she was so, so good. It's just, you never know until you try. So we're here. We're available. Everybody is welcome, from the absolute beginner to the seasoned performer. Just give it a try.
Yeah. So, I mean, you never know. You might be like, have this untapped talent. Well, that is so awesome, and I appreciate you being here. And North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.